The pandemic is raising questions about what's best for children as they head into a new school year. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, Yale psychologists and pediatricians at a virtual town hall this week stressed the importance of behavioral and mental health care.
Many schools are still finalizing plans on how they will provide education to children this fall, and parents are making individual decisions for their families. Megan Goslin is a clinical psychologist and research assistant at Yale's Child Study Center.
The pandemic has disrupted our routines of daily life, and that includes the way that school looks. And it's at the same time, it's taken away so much of our sense of control and just really created a lack of predictability. So under those circumstances, it's really understandable that a lot of kids and parents are having a wide variety of reactions, and that includes stress and anxiety.
Goslin and other health experts say kids will need behavioral and mental health support as they transition into this next phase, as most children have gone months without things like in-person instruction, summer camps, and regular interaction with friends. Dr. Jenny Dwyer of the Child Study Center says it'll be important for parents to regularly ask their kids and teens about how they're feeling. She says that's good advice for teachers, too.
And all of these students are going to come together after a summer where folks have had a wide range of experiences, so not just dealing with things like illness or loss of loved ones, but issues of racism or police brutality, issues of economic hardship. So we don't really know where people are coming from unless we ask.
Dwyer says many people may share similar symptoms of stress that are related to the pandemic, but that stress can also exacerbate underlying mood disorders in teens and young adults, disorders that may require clinical diagnosis and treatment.
You want to pay attention if there is a significant decline across important domains, so like the social domain, the family domain, the academic domain, and then sort of overall health habits like eating and sleeping and energy levels.
In addition to psychologically preparing kids for the new school year, whatever that might look like, Dr. Marietta Vasquez says another way to ensure children are well and safe is to make sure their medical health care is taken care of.
When COVID is here, other diseases do not take a break. We are still seeing just as, you know, all the other diseases that we were seeing.
Vasquez is a Yale pediatrician and runs the Yale Clinic for Hispanic Children. She says kids should be up to date with their immunizations, including the influenza vaccine, whether they're going to school in person or not.
We're going to start very soon to go into the flu vaccine season, and it's a virus just like COVID, and we don't want one more. We don't want to worry about one more virus.
And for parents worried about their children with asthma, Vasquez recommends a couple things they can do in preparation.
Getting any viral infection in your airways could lead to an asthma attack. It's very important to make sure that you have the medications that your child or any adult, this actually applies for adults as well, that they have at home, any inhalers, controlled medications, that you have an asthma action plan, that if the child is going to school, that you have all the paperwork necessary.
Nearly all Connecticut schools will require mask wearing and social distancing for any in-person instruction. Health officials hope this will limit the number of new COVID-19 cases in the state. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.